A cultivating kindness practice. We can begin this practice by even bringing kindness to the way that we arrange our posture, by taking note of how our body is feeling today, and by considering what would be the most helpful way to sit or lie in order to practice. Arranging our body in a way that is supportive both to the body and to the practice of meditation itself. We don't always need to sit upright or adopt a posture that we feel is synonymous with meditation. And as we do so, we may feel that the earth is supporting us, that our feet making contact with the floor and therefore with the earth reminds us that the planet is supporting us with light and with the air we breathe, the food that we can consume, the many ways that the planet supports us. Feeling the way that the chair or the bed or the couch is supporting us, literally, physically supporting the body, supporting us in our intention to practice. Feeling into that support, perhaps taking a moment to be grateful for it. And then inviting you to gently bring your attention to your breathing. And to notice the way the breath is moving in and out of the nostrils. The way the breath is expanding the rib cage, the chest as we breathe in. And as the breath moves out, the way that the rib cage moves down and in. Feeling the breath down in the abdomen and the way the abdominal wall moves out with the in-breath and back in with the out-breath. This tangible experience of breathing supports our practice, supports our intention to be present, supports our intention to look after ourselves by practicing mindfulness meditation. And as we give our breath the time and space it needs to settle into its own regular rhythm, we can trust that it's helping us. Even if we feel restless, unsettled, distracted, or agitated, the very practice of setting aside some time to just be and breathe is training our bodies in being still and allowing the out-breath to fully exhale, allowing the parasympathetic nervous system to have some space to operate, to bring the body back to a state of balance, of homeostasis. This is a kindness in itself, even if we don't enjoy it. The pausing, the taking time to stop and breathe is a kindness to the body, the mind, our neurophysiology, our stress physiology. A circuit breaker when chronic stress is around. So there is a kindness, an inherent kindness in coming to our breathing. Whether we're enjoying the experience or not. And perhaps we can extend some kindness to ourselves in the messages that we send to ourselves. We might say, may I turn towards myself with a sense of warm friendliness. May I have a sense of peace and ease of being. Sometimes these will feel like just words, but as we practice, we may start to feel the kindness behind the intention to bring warm friendliness to ourselves. We may start to feel a sense of peace and ease of being as we wish these things for ourselves. May I turn towards myself with warm friendliness. May I experience peace and ease of being. Then, if it's at all possible for you today, maybe considering sending some kindness out to others. Extending a sense of warm friendliness to other people. May I turn towards others in my daily life with a sense of warm friendliness. As far as is possible, and only if it feels wise or skillful to do so. If someone is actively harming us, we're not necessarily going to stand there wishing them warm friendliness. We keep ourselves safe, move away, ensure that we're looking after ourselves. But cultivating a general sense towards people of warm friendliness, wishing them peace and ease of being. Wishing everyone peace and ease of being. And as we start to bring the practice to a close, returning to a sense of the chair, the couch, the bed supporting your body, the breath, soothing and settling your physiology. Returning to wishing yourself a sense of peace and ease of being. Taking this sense of warm friendliness to yourself into the rest of your week as best you can.